The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlacha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen.
Amen.
Daf Dalet. Today's daf is being studied, the Adu Nishmat, Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem, tenichenu began Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Gimal Amud Bet, and we are five lines after they get white. And the Gemara now begins to tell us a story about Hordos. Who was Hordos? Hordos was originally a goy. He became an Eved Kena'ani, an Eved to the family of the Hashmonaim. The Hashmonaim family is well known. They lived in the times of the second Beit HaMikdash. That's the family that conquered the Greek Empire. And they took Hordos as a Eved. And now the Gemara says, Hordos avda debet Hashmonae hava. His fellow Hordos was an Eved to the family of the Hashmonaim. Natan einav ve'otat tinoket. He put his eyes on one of the Jewish girls. It seems that there was a pretty Jewish girl from the Hashmonae family, and he put his eye on her, meaning he wanted her. Yom Ahad, one day, Shama hu gavra bat kala. He heard, this Hordos heard a bat kol. He heard a voice. And what did the voice say? The Amar, kol avda de marid hashta. Any slave that is going to create a rebellion now against the Hashmonaim, matzlah, he'll be successful. Which means he knew that now was considered Sha'at HaKoshet. He knew that now was considered a auspicious time. So therefore, he wanted to now make a war against the Hashmonaim. So comes the Gemara and says, Katlinu lechulihu marvateh. He went and he killed all the kings and all the leaders of the Hashmonaim. He killed everybody. He did not leave anybody alive. V'shaira lahi yinukta. The only survivor was that yinukta, that girl from the Hashmonaim that he wanted. Ki hazat ha yinukta deka ba'ele min seva. When she saw that this Hordos wanted to marry her, she would not accept it. Selika le'igra rama. She went up to a high place. And she screamed out in a loud voice. Amra, she said, anybody that comes along and says, that I come from the Hashmonai family, you have to know that there must be a slave. Because there's no more Hashmonaim but me. I'm the last of the Hashmonaim. And anybody that's going to claim that they come from Hashmonaim must be there, like they're in Eved. That means it's not true. Must be they ever come from Goyim. Delo ishtaira minayu ela hi yinukta. Because the only survivor left is me. Is this yinukta, this girl? Vahi yinukta nafla meigra le'arha. And this girl jumped off the roof and she died. She committed suicide in order not to marry Hordos. And that's what the Gemara in Kiddushin says, that anybody that says that they are from Beit Hashmonaim, we know that they're impossible, because there's no remnants of the Hashmonaim family. Must be they indeed are from Avadim. So comes the Gemara and says, after she died, Tamna Sheva Shanim Bedufsha, he actually soaked her body, Hordos soaked her body in honey for 7 years. Some say that after she died, he actually had relations with her. That's why he put her in the honey, in order to preserve her. Some say no, he didn't have relations. So Gemara explains, according to the opinion that says that Hurdos had relations with this girl, the reason why he soaked her in the honey is in order to appease his Yetzirara, in order to keep her preserved. According to the opinion that says, so what's the reason why he soaked her in the honey to preserve her? In order that he could prove to everybody that he married into the royal family. I mean, he wanted to preserve this girl to show everybody that he is now an heir to the king, to the kingdom of the Hashmonaim. Because look, he married her. So therefore he kept her alive for his own purpose. So comes the Gemara and says, what else did this Hurdos do? So Gemara says, Amar, man darish, who is the one that was doreshed, the pasuk, by a king? It says by a Jewish king, mekerev achecha tasim alecha melech. It says the king has to come from mekerev achecha, from your brothers. And the rabbis are doresh, that it has to be Jewish, cannot come from an eved. An eved is pasul to be a king. Eved kana, even though eved kanani has mitzvot, it's hayav and mitzvot, it's like a conversion. But the rabbis were doresh, mekerev achecha, davka, mekerev achecha. Which means not only does the pasuk come to exclude a goy from becoming a king, that's for sure, but even an eved. So he was angry. He says, who are these people that are saying that an eved cannot become the king? Man derish mekerev achecha tasim alecha melech. Rabbanan, those rabbis. Come. Katlinu lechulehu rabbanan. So look what he did. He went and he killed all the hachamim because they were his enemies. Because according to the Eder Asha, he could never become the king. Shavke lebaba ben buta lemishkal etza mine. The only one that he left over was one rabbi called Baba ben Buta, in order that he could ask advice. Because he was a big Tamir Hakam, so he left him as an advisor. Ahadar le kilila daile, that she says, Ahadar le kilila daile, ha'anaka. That's a type of sheretz, a type of creature that has prickly hair. And he took this kilila and he put it over his eyes. He made him a kilila. Kilila is a crown. Like he put it over his head, like a crown, covering his eyes. As a result, by covering his eyes with this prickly creature, nakrinu le'ene, it blinded him. The prickly points went into the rabbi's eye, Baba Muta's eye, and it caused him to be blind. As she says, the hair of this creature is prickly like mahatim, like needles. One day Hurdos came in front of Baba Ben Buta. Now again, Baba Ben Buta is blind, so he doesn't know he's sitting in front of Hurdos. Amar, so Hurdos says, Hazeh mor, look, Hay avda bisha maika avid. Look at this rotten Ebed. He was talking about himself. He wanted to see how Baba Ben Buta would react to Hurdos, about Hurdos. So he said, look at this rotten Ebed. Look what he did. Amar le, so Baba Ben Buta says, no. He says, what can we do? What do you want me to do? What can we do? Amar le nilteyemor. So Hurdos says, curse him out. Give him a curse. Amar le ketiv, gam b'midda'acha melech al tekalel. Which means, even if the king is bad, do not curse him. Cannot curse the king. Amar le, I love Melechu. So Hurdos says, this guy's not a king. He's an imposter. Even if he's just a wealthy guy. Uchtiv, ubahadre mishkavecha, al tekalel ashir. In your bed, do not even curse the rich guy. Don't even curse him in your mind. Velo yehe ela nasi. And even if he's not a rich guy, if he's just a nasi, he has a position. Uchtiv, ve'nasi ba'amecha lo ta'or. You're not allowed to curse the nasi either. So Hurdos told him, Amar le, be'oseh ma'aseh ammecha. When does it say that you cannot curse a president? When he's acting the way of the Jewish people. This guy Urdus, he doesn't follow the Torah. He's not following ma'aseh ammecha. You could curse him. Amaleh. So he says, you know what? He changed his system. He told him, Baba Bhuta tells Urdus, Mistafina mineh. I'm scared of him. I'm scared. I don't want to curse him. I don't want to have any trouble with him. Amaleh. Leka inish de azil de le maleh. Don't worry. Nobody's around that will tell him what you said. De ana ve'at yativna. It's just me and you sitting here. What are you worried about, Rabbi? Say anything you want about Hurdos. It won't get back to him. It's just me and you sitting in the room. Again, Baba Muda didn't know he was sitting with Hurdos. So the guy is telling him, Hurdos is telling him, man, just me and you. Nobody will know what you say. Amale ketiv ki of ashamayim yodich etakol ubaal kenafayim yagid davar. The Pasuk says in Kohelet that the birds, they carry the word. They carry the voice. And the words have wings, which means even though you say something in private, it gets out. Amale, so finally Hurdus said, Ana hava, I'm who? Ana who? I am Hurdus. If I wouldn't know that the rabbis have such loyalty to the king, they won't even curse him, they won't say anything bad. I wouldn't have killed them. He regretted that he killed them. So now he asks Baba Mimuta, Hashta Maita Kante Dahu Gabra. What's my tikkun now? Now that I killed all these rabbis, what's my takana? What can I do? Amale Hu Kaba Oroshil Olam. You extinguish the light of the world. Dichtiv kiner mitzvah v'Torah or the Torah is light, and you distinguish all the rabbis of Torah. Yelech v'yasok be'orosh shel olam. Let Hurdos go now and involve himself in the light of the world. Let him bring light to the world. Dichtiv v'naharu elav kol haguim. It says by the Beit Hamikdash, all the guim will go to its light. So the Beit Hamikdash is considered a light. So therefore, you distinguish the light of the Hachamim. So now, go build the Beit HaMikdash, the second Beit HaMikdash, which will be considered a light. Ikada amre, hachi amale, hu sima eino shel olam. He blinded the eye of the world, which means by killing the Hachamim. Dichtiv, ve'aya im mi'ene ha'ayda, because the Hachamim are called the eyes of the nation. So by killing the Achamim, like he blinded the nation. Let him get involved in the eye of the world. The Beit HaMikdash is called the beauty of your eye. So therefore, basically, he told them, your tikkun is to go build the Beit HaMikdash. So Hurdos said, I'm afraid of the Romans. If I'm going to go build the Beit HaMikdash, I'm afraid that the Romans are going to be upset with me, because he was under the influence of the Romans. So Baba Mehuta gave him a good idea. Shadar shliha v'lezil shita. Go ask permission. Send a messenger to Rome. It'll take a year for the messenger to get to Rome. V'li'akev shita. And let him stay there for a year, debating whether they should do it or not. So that'll take another year. And then it'll take another year to come back. In the interim, and the Bahaki, you have 3 years. I just bought you 3 years. Satrit le, you'll knock down this Beit HaMikdash that we have. Ubanayat le, and you build a new one. Abad ache, he did exactly what Baba Mehuta told him. Shalhu le, after 3 years, he got the message back, and they told him like this. If you didn't knock it down yet, al tistor. Don't do anything, they told him. Don't knock it down. Leave everything status quo. Ve'im satrata. And if you demolished it already, al tivne. Don't rebuild it. Ve'im satrata ubanita. And if you destroyed it, if you knocked it down and you rebuilt it, then they told him, avde bisha. You bad Avid, they told Hurdos. Batar de Avdin, after you do what you want, mit malechin, then you ask questions. When you did what you want, then you ask us the question. Im zainach alach safrecha kan. Rashi says, "Im nitgait bichli milhamtecha, if you are being boisterous or boastful with your weapons, shalakta bet adonecha, because you killed the Hashmonaim, sefer yuhasin shelcha beyadenu," which means, "Im zayencha alach, if you're proud with your violence that you're able to kill all the Hashmonaim, we know that you're not from the Hashmonaim family. Sefrecha kan, we have your lineage. We know you're an Eved. Lo raka velo barreka. You're not a king and you're not the son of a king. Raka in Latin or in Greek means a king. Even in modern times we heard of the Third Reich. Reich is a kingdom. Lashon rach, reka. Reka is a kingdom. They told him you're not a king, you're not the son of a king. Hordos, they said. Avda kelanya mit'abid. Hordos is avda kelanya, which means he became a free man from himself. Which means you yourself freed yourself, but you're not really from the royal blood. So comes again what God says, my raka, like we just said, what do they mean when they told him you're not a raka? Malchuta. It's a kingdom. Nechtiv, anochi hayom rach u'mashuach melech. So you see that, it's referring to the king. It's called the Rach, Mashuach Melech. Rach is kingdom. Hiba'etema by Yosef, Me'acha, because it says in the Pasuk, Vayikre'u lefanav Avrech. They called in front of Yosef Avrech. Now what? Rach, which means he is the king. Amre, Mishelora Abinyan Hordos, Lora Abinyan Naim Yamav. Anybody that did not see the beautiful structure that Hordos built, never saw a beautiful building in his life. Bemay banya, how did he build the Bet HaMikdash? Amarava ba'avne shisha. He used special marble. As she says, shayish yarok, green marble. Umirmira. Mirmira is white marble. Ikada amre ba'avne kuhla, which is a blue type of marble. Shisha, the green, woman Riya, and white. A peak safa, va'ayil safa. He built it in a certain way where one piece was elevated above the next, so he was able to put like cement in between to make sure that it sticks. Ki echid in a kabel sida, so the limestone will stick. Sabal, limish'aye b'dehava. He wanted to cover the limestone with gold. The rabbis told him, leave it. Tehachi shapir tafeh, leave it, it looks beautiful. It looks like the waves of the water. It looks like the ocean. The way that the marble was laid looked like it was an ocean. So the rabbis told him, leave it, it looks beautiful. But the Gemara asks the question now. Baba ben Buta, how did he do that? How did he give advice to Hordos? Ve'amar Rav Yehuda, amar Rav, ve'etim Rav Yehoshua ben Levi, bepene man ne'enash Daniel. What's the reason why Daniel? Ish hamudot. Why did he get punished? We'll see what his punishment was. Bepne she'si'etza le'nebuchadnezzar. Because he gave advice to Nebuchadnezzar. How do you know she'ne'emar? Lehan malka malche yishpar alach, that God will be good to you, v'hata'ach b'staka perok, and you will redeem your sins through tzedakah, which is by giving tzedakah, you will redeem yourself. V'avitech b'mechin anyan hen teve alka l'shavatech, you'll have peace for a little longer. Uchtiv kule mata'a Nebuchadnezzar malka. And it says Nebuchadnezzar, follow the advice. And he didn't get punished till 12 months later, which means his advice was correct. She says, all the troubles that he dreamt about ended up happening to him, but there was a delay of 12 months. So you see that Daniel's advice helped him. Now where do you, so therefore, and Daniel got punished. So therefore you're not allowed to give a goy advice. So how did Baba Ben Buta give Hordos advice? Iba'etema shani avda dechaye b'mitzvot. That's a little different. Because Hundus is Evit Kenanis Hayav in Mitzvot. So it's not as bad. Look at this, it's a regular goy. Mashiach and Hundus, Hundus is a mitzvah, is a Hayav in Mitzvot. He might him, ah, Shani Bet HaMikdash. Different, he was giving me advice to build the Bet HaMikdash. If the king wasn't behind it or the government, it's too hard of a job. It would not have gotten built. So therefore he was allowed. How do you know that Daniel got punished? Where do you see he got punished? Maybe because we know from Megillat Esther. But Tikra Esther Lahatach. This is Esther called Hatach. Hatach was one of the messengers. The Amar Rav, Rav said, Hatach Zed Daniel. Hatach was actually Daniel. Hani Haleman Amar Shechatchu Migidulato. And the reason why he was called Hatach, because they chopped him down from his position. He used to have a higher position in the times of Ahasuerus, but they knocked him down. Good, so therefore that's you see the punishment. Because he gave Nebuchadnezzar advice, so you see Borei Olam chopped him down in the times of Ahasuerus. But according to the opinion that says he's called Hatach, because all the king's words, all the king's advice was cut through the mouth of Daniel, which means Daniel was the king's top advisor. Oh, so you see, where do you see Daniel got punished? On the contrary, Hatach is a compliment. Not that he was cut from his position. Otherwise, that all the advice of the king is cut by the word of Daniel. What's the punishment? The Shadul, the Gubadariyabatah. That they threw him into the lion's den. Now, even though he was saved, but there was fear when he was initially thrown in, so that was his punishment.
The Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Hakol Kiminhag Hamidina, which means when you have a Hatzir and you have two people that they want to divide the Hatzir, they want to put a wall up. So the Gemara, Mishnah said, it follows according to the Minhag of the Medina. So till now the Mishnah told us about different bricks, what the shi'ur of the bricks is and how thick the wall has to be. Then the Mishnah comes along and says, whatever the Minhag of the Medina is, that's what they follow. So the Gemara ends, Hakol Atu Yemai. What is it coming to include? Whatever it says, Hakol, must be coming to include something. Atu Ye Atrad Nehigi Behutza V'dafna. To come and tell us that even in a place where the custom is to use a cheap wall, Hutzavet Dafna is made out of leaves. It's made out of like the branches of a palm tree. So even if they use Hutzavet Dafna, which is cheap, that is the Dina. She says, Hutza Luneve de Kalim. That comes from the palm tree. Vedafna Anfe Etz Armonim. That's from a tree called the Armon tree. Shekorim Lur. Ufri Shelo Korim Baishna, she says. So you see over here that if let's say you have a place where the way they make the walls is not with stones, not with bricks. They use Hutzavet Dafna. You have to follow the Minhag. One guy cannot come along and say, no, I want a concrete. No, the Minhag is Hutzavet Dafna. He's bound by the Minhag. So therefore we say, since their partner's in the wall, when the wall breaks, or if the wall falls, so their partner's in the bricks and their partner's in the place. So the Gemara says, Peshita, of course, they built the wall together. I need the Mishnah to come and tell me that they split the wall. Of course, they built it together. Why would I think otherwise? La tzericha denafal rishuta dechad minayu. The case is talking about where the bricks fell on the side of one of them. Mm. Let's say the bricks now all of a sudden on one guy's side. On ina me'or de paninu had rishuta dide. Or they cleaned the bricks to one side. So therefore they're in one man's reshut. Now maybe you can come along and say, hey, listen, who says, prove to me that we're partners over here. Now this is on my side. And the normal rule is, I'm a muhzak. It's on my side, the burden of proof is on you. So you would have thought that if there's a wall, many years later it fell down. So the Hadush of the Mishnah, they split it. Peshita, of course they split it. Nah, because you would have thought now that it fell on one guy's side, maybe you come along and say, it's all mine. Prove to me that we split it. Kamashman, you don't say that. When you see a wall in the middle of a chaser, you have to assume that it was on both of them. That's the assumption. And therefore you split it both ways. No matter whose side it falls on, no matter where they sweep the stones to, Kamashman, that they indeed split it. Comes the Gemara, continues from the quote from the Mishnah. Vechen begina. So too the law applies to a garden. Makom shinagu ligdor mehayevin oto. So the Mishnah said clearly, in a place where the custom is to put a fence in the garden, so they have to follow the Minhag as well. So Gemara says, ha gufakasha. Now the Gemara is going to ask a gufakasha. And I want to explain to you what a gufakasha means. Gufakasha means whenever you have two statements, that not the statements are contradicting, the implications of the statements are contradictory. Now you're going to see the Gemara is going to bring a stira from the implication. That's called Gufa Kasha. Gemara says, what's the question? Amat, you said in the Mishnah, Vechen Begina. When it comes to a garden, Makom Shenagu Ligdor Mehayivim Oto. So the statement is, if it's the Minhag to put a fence, you put a fence. Hastama in Mehayivim Oto. But Stam, it sounds like you don't have to put a fence. Only if there's a positive minhag to put a fence. Mm-hmm. But if there's no minhag, smashed right in the garden, you don't have to put a fence to divide between the two halakim. Emma Sefa, but I'll bring you a question from the Sefa. Aval Bika'a. Bika'a is a valley of wheat, where they're growing wheat. What did the Mishnah say? Makom shenahagu shelo ligdor. In a place where the custom is not to put a fence, in mehayvim oto. You don't have to put a fence. Hastama. Mehaydim oto. It's master that on a wheat field, stam the minhag is to put. So the Gemara asks an obvious question. Hashta stam gina amart lo. Stam bik'am ibaya. Which means, which is a bigger reason to put a fence? There's a much bigger reason to put a fence in a garden. Because we learned already, there's ayin ara. Because when people look at each other's vegetables, there's a hezek of ayin ara. So if the Mishnah is coming to tell me that stam yarak, stam gan, you don't have to put a fence. Wheat field, kavahomer. Which means, how could the Mishnah come along and say, stam garden, no fence, stam wheat field, yeah fence. It doesn't make any sense. If in a garden, mistam, you don't have to put a fence, certainly in Hita, where there's less hezek liya, you should not have to put a fence. So the Gemara is asking a question. So Abaye wants to answer. Amar Abaye, hachi kamar, vechen stam gina. You're right. First case is stam gina ubimkom shenahagu ligdor bebekah mehayvim oto. So it's two cases. A stam gina, when the Gemara says vechen begina, it means a stam gina. Stam gina, you have to put a fence. Ubimkom shenahagu ligdor bebekah, and in a place where the custom is to put a fence in the bekah mehayvim. So according to Abaye, you're right. Stam gina, you have to put. And when it said makom shenagu, that's going on a wheat field, on the bekah. Makom shenagu nigdor, but bekah, of course, then mehaybin. Oto. Amar le Rava. Rava said that doesn't make any sense. Imken may aval. Which means, if that's the case, if you look at the Lashon of the Mishnah, the Lashon of the Mishnah was, the language was, v'chen begina, the makom shenagul ligdor mehaybina. According to Abaye, this makom shenagul ligdor is talking about a wheat field. So what does it have to say? Avad bika'ah. We're talking about a bika'ah already. Mm-hmm. Which is according to Abaye, bika'ah already was included in the words makom shenagul ligdor. So what do you have to say? Avad bika'ah. We're talking about a bika'ah already. So therefore, Rava says, I don't accept your position. According to Abaye, he learned the case like this. When the Mishnah says, v'chen begina, what does v'chen begina mean? A garden, stam garden, you gotta put a fence. Because the ayin ara. And then the next line of the Mishnah says, makom shenagu ligdor, in a wheat field, in a bekah, if the minhag is to put a fence, hayavim ligdor. Good, that makes sense. But the Mishnah doesn't make sense in the words. Because then the next line of the Mishnah is, avad bebekah. We're talking about a bekah. What do you mean, avad bebekah? And I'm gonna medabri bebekah. The Gemara says, Rava learns differently. Haki Ketari, learn the Mishnah like this. Vechen setam gina. A stam gina, where they didn't stipulate, there's no minhag. Stam gina, kemakom shenahagu ligdor dame. Beautiful. Umahayvim oto. Which means, when the Mishnah says, Vechen begina, Rabbi Yehuda Lashon of the Mishnah, Vechen begina, makom shenahagu ligdor, it's one case. They say that a stam gina is like a place where they have a minhag. But just like if that a place would have had a minhag, of course you have to put a wall. A stam gina is like a place where they had a minhag. By a gina. In a place where they had a minhag, of course you got to put a fence. The chadush is, v'chen begina, even a stam, where you don't know what the minhag is. Stam gina is like a place where they have a minhag. And then, about stam bika'ah. But when it comes to stam bika'ah, where there's no minhag, kemakom shelo nahagu dame v'en mechayvim oto. So therefore, the Mishnah is read very good according to Rava. Again, I read the Mishnah according to Rava. Vechen gina is talking about a stam case. And then when it says, makom shenahagu, it means it's like a place shenahagu. Just like in a place shenahagu, it's obvious you have to put a fence. Even a stam gina is kemakom shenahagu. Aval bika'ah, stam is kemakom shelo nahagu. Because a bika'ah, unless you have a bifirush minhag to put up a fence, you will not have to. Now you remember we had a case, where let's say you're in a bika'ah. So you can't force the other guy to put up a fence. So the deen is he puts the fence on his side. But he has to put a hazit. He has to put a siman in order that everybody knows that it's his fence. Because otherwise the guy will come along and say, hey, we're partners on the fence. So the Gemara is going to discuss now, what's the siman that he puts on the wall? So comes the Gemara and says, Im ela, im ratza, kones etuch shelo, bole ve'ose hazit. He makes what's called the hazit. Hazit melashon, the hazot is to look. Meaning a siman, something that's noticeable that you can see. My hazit, what's the hazit?
No,
my hazit. What does it mean? Amar Abuna, achfe le lekarna lebar. It seems on the top of the wall, they protrude some of the stones facing out. On the wall that he's building, on the top layer of bricks, the bricks protrude out. So when you look at the wall, the outside, you see some of the bricks sticking out. That's the siman. That it's his wall. So the Gemara says, "V'na'avid milegav." What do you mean? Let him do it the other way. Let the brick protrude inside. Why are you saying that the brick protrudes outside? Let the bricks protrude in. Again, siman is a siman. What do I care if it's facing outside or inside? So the Gemara says, "Avid chavre name milevav." What's going to happen? If he's going to make a brick protruding outside, his friend's going to come along and put a brick protruding outside. Then what is he going to say? "V'ama didi v'didahu." He's going to come along and say, we're partners. Which means, again, if you're going to tell the guy to put the brick facing inside, the other guy's going to come along, he's a thief. The other guy's going to come along and put a brick facing outside, and now what's going to happen? He's going to say, hey, we're partners. This is my siman on the outside, and your siman's on the inside. So therefore, he's at a what? So this guy cannot trick. You put your siman on the outside. Right. You know what he's going to do with his friend? If he's a wise guy, he'll chop it off. He'll chop it up. There is no siman. And what will he say? Now it's both of ours. Which means if there's no siman on the wall, then it belongs to both of them, right? So what else is, even by putting it on the outside, you didn't save yourself. Because this guy come along and chisel it off. Now it's smooth wall. And now he'll come along and say, yeah, you see, there's no siman for either of us. It's both of our walls. Gemara says, gizuza medaya diya. You could tell. When you see a brick that's chiseled, you know it's chiseled. Therefore, he's not going to do it because he'll get caught. You can tell that it's chiseled. Ika de Amr, some have the exact opposite peshat. Amar Avuna, mikhfa lekarna milegav. Avuna learns the opposite. You make the siman on the inside. You let the rock protrude on the inside. Avin avid milebar. So Gemara says, why do you make it on the outside? Gemara says, gayiz le chavre. We're worried that his friend's going to chisel it off. So he holds that you can't chisel it off. The Amar is going to say, didi vididu. Which means now that you put a brick on the outside, he'll add another stone to it, and that'll be protruding on both sides. And he'll come along and say, "Ve'amad didi vididu." Gemara says, "Lefufa medaya dia." You can tell. You can tell the fufa. Now you can tell when he put an addition. The Gemara says, "So according to Rav Huna, very difficult because he says you put the siman on the inside." The Gemara says, "Ve'hamim bachutz ketani." But the Mishnah clearly said, "Ve'osim hazit mebahutz." How could Rav Huna learn? Let's go back to the Mishnah. Did it say that? The language of the Mishnah was, yeah. It said, "Yeah, ve'osim hazit mebahutz." So how could Rav Huna learn the Mishnah like that? The Gemara says, "You know what? Kasha. It's really a kasha. We cannot answer it. Rav Huna is hard to understand the lashon of the Mishnah." Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Rabbi Yochanan has a different peshat. Rabbi Yochanan says, different siman. Nishayah be'amta milebar. What does it mean? Put like tar on the top layer of bricks on the outside milebar. Look at the top Rashi. Nishayah be'amta milebar yetach betit amma berosh hakotel mebachutz. Like you put a marker, you put the white paint on top of the bricks. On the outside, so it's my wall. So Gemara says, "V'na'avid midlegav." Do it on his side. Why do you do it on the outside? So it says, "Avid chavre midlebar." Because if you can do it on the inside, he'll paint on the outside, and he'll come along and say, "It's both of our walls." Ve'ama didi v'didehu. It's both of our walls. Here also, by putting the paint on the outside, what is the guy going to do? Dekafil lechavre. He'll peel the paint off. Once he peels the paint off, what is he going to say? There's no siman, not to me or you. It's both of ours. Ve'amar didi v'didehu. Gemara answers, kelufa medaya diya. You can tell. When you peel it off, you can tell that he fooled around with it. Therefore, he's not going to do it. So therefore, according to Rav Yochanan, the way you make the siman is on the outside again, by putting like paint on the top row, and I'm not worried that the guy's going to peel it off because she'll be able to tell. Now the Gemara says, "Hutsa." Let's say the wall is not made out of stones. Let's say the wall is made out of branches or these palm trees. Now you can't paint these things, and you can't, you know, do the other simanim that we talked about, protruding and things. How do you do a hutsa? How do you make a siman? So comes the Gemara and says, "Amar Rav Nachman sinupe yereche millebar." It seems that there's like pieces of the palm tree that stick out. So it's like tie them together and make a knot on the outside. Like take the pieces that are sticking out or protruding and just tie them together and make some sort of siman on the outside. So comes the Gemara and says, so again, sinupe is like tying, yereche is the pieces, the ends, millebar from the outside. Ah, vene avid millegav. What do you mean? Let him do it on the inside. Ah, I can't. Because if you do it on the inside, the other guy's going to come along and do it on the outside. The Amar is going to come along and say, "Didi v'didehu." You know what he's going to do? He'll come on the ash. He'll untie them. Now I'll come along and say, "There's no siman, not for me, not for you." Gemara says, "Mashrik le tina." No, it seems that you put some tar on the outside in order to underneath to make sure that he won't be able to untie it. You tighten it. You tighten it with the tar, so he won't be able to untie it. So the Gemara says, "Hashtaname ate havre vekalifle." Okay, you tell me he's going to put the tar there. He'll peel it off. Kilufa medaya diya. You can tell. And therefore, since you can tell it's not an option, therefore again, tie them from the outside with a little tar on it, and therefore peeling is not an option, and he's not going to be able to trick you. Abaye Amar, Abaye says, "I'm sorry. Hutsa let letakanta ela bishtara." He says, "You know what? You can't fix hutsa, because no matter what you're going to do, the guy can always trick you. If you're going to put it on the outside, the guy will untie it. You're going to put tar on the outside, he'll peel it off. The only way to establish ownership that the hutsa, you got to write a shtar. What's the shtar say? Edim testify that this wall belongs solely to me. So therefore, if this guy wants to come and play games, hey, it's my wall, shtar. There's not, you know, any siman you're going to do, this guy can undo. This guy can trick you. So therefore, the only way to solve it is through a shtar." Comes the Gemara continues, "Aval imasu midat shenehem." Good. Well, we said if they agreed to make the wall, of course then they split it. "Ama le'rava mifarzika le'rav asher." So what do we say? The Gemara, Mishnah's language is, let's say they split the wall. So the deen is, they both have to make a siman. One guy makes a siman on the inside, and one guy makes a siman on the outside. So the Gemara asks the obvious question. Lo ya'asu, lo leze velo leze. Don't make any siman. Which means, by not making any siman, automatically, you divide it. Why does the Mishnah say, and if they decided to do it together, each guy makes a siman? Why do you got to trouble them? Don't make any siman, and automatically they split it.
Right.
So the Gemara answers, oh, you know what the case is talking about? Amar le, lo tzericha dekadim had minayu ve'avad dideh. Which means, you're right, really you don't have to make a siman in that case. One guy jumped the gun, and he made a siman on his side. Oh, now once that guy made a siman on his side, you gotta go make on your side. Ve'ilo avid havre, and if his friend's not gonna match it, amar dideh, which would come along and say, it belongs to me. So really, it's a strange Mishnah. The Gemara is going to comment on this immediately. We're talking about a crook, which means really you have a wall. You don't got to do anything. One guy came along and tried to steal the whole wall for himself. He put a siman on his side. So now the Mishnah says, oh, you know, you better put a siman on your side, because otherwise this crook is going to take the whole thing. So the Gemara says, "Vetana tekantan l'ramai kamashmalan." What do you mean? A Mishnah is giving us an example for the ma'im. Normally, when the Mishnah gives you a case, it's for normal people. Now the case of the Mishnah that says you put the siman on both sides is because we're talking about a case where a guy is a ramai, a crook, and he puts a siman on one side, he beat you to it. Now, if you don't protect yourself, he's going to take the whole thing. I mean, it's not sensible that the Mishnah is going to give you an example for ramayim. Amar le, veresha lafta katan ramayu. Just wait. Before you get to this case, in the case that we just learned now, the whole Gemara we just learned now, where one guy owns the wall. Didn't we say, put it on the outside, because otherwise the other guy's going to come along and make it on the outside. We're also fixing the ma'im, which is your way around the ma'im. The case that we just gave, even when one guy owns it, the Mishnah is also giving me the situation of ramai. So Gemara says, no, amale Mishnah maresha tana dina. The Mishnah initially didn't come to teach me the din of ramai. The Mishnah teach me a din. When you have one guy that owns a wall, you got to put a siman. That's the purpose of the Mishnah. Once you're telling me you have to put a siman, umishum dina tana takanta. Once already you're telling me the law, then I'll tell you how to do it. Which means, In the Resha, the main purpose of the Mishnah was to tell me we have a din. When one guy owns the wall, you got to put a siman. That's the purpose of the Mishnah. Derech Agav, once you're ready, I'm telling you have to put a siman. I'll tell you how to do it so you don't get tricked. Mm-hmm. However, Ela Sefa, Dina Ketani, Ketani, Takanta. But in the Sefa, it's obvious. Do I need the Mishnah to come and tell me that if both of them own the wall, that they put a siman on both sides? Pashut. If both of them own the wall, they both own the wall. I don't need the Mishnah to come and tell me that if they both own the wall, they have to do anything. Ela, so then why would the Mishnah and the Sefa come and tell me a case where you didn't have to tell me the case in the first place? And now you're telling it to me to teach me what? To fix the Ramai, he jumped the gun and he put a siman. You better put a siman to balance him out, otherwise he's going to take you out. What do you need that for? Amar Avina, hacha behutze askinan. Oh, you know what the case in the Sefa is talking about? So. A wall of palm tree. Now, what did we just learn? According to Abaye, palm trees you can't fix with a siman. Right. Palm trees, the only way you can fix is with a shtar. So the hadush of the Mishnah is to come and say, no, that even though it's palm trees, you can fix it with a siman. And once you can fix it with a siman, then already I'm going to tell you, you better put it on. Most in a case where the guy jumped the gun and put it, which is really the hadush in the Sefa as well. The hadush in the Sefa is where he did a behutza, la pukem ed abaye. The Amar Hutsa let the Takata in the Bishtara. Abaye said that Hutsa, or the only Takana of Hutsa is with a Shtar. Kamashwalad, the Behazit Sagya. The Hiddush in the Mishnah is that with a Siman it's enough. Once already you're telling me that Hiddush, that with a Siman it's enough, now we're going to tell you. And in the case where the guy jumped the gun and did a Siman, you better put a Siman on the other side, because otherwise he's going to claim the whole thing is. Baruch Adonai.
Amen. Amen. Amen.